Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
it's you living.
We all under attack,
it's you different.
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gangs got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like how my pills said they took the wrong. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it, never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed.
Yo, may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me. Knowing prison dangers. Doing time with rikers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go up 50 times. Same excuse every time. Serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and not repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Hello. Oh, we live. Good evening. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. For some reason, I've been waiting for this show all day. I've been fighting the demons, fighting the devils. You know how negativity just keep trying to find you when you trying to find joy, negativity trying to find you. People out here trying to save everybody. You can't save everybody. Remember, the life you save, it may be your own. That's real talk. So today, we're going to have like a pre-celebration. Because if you don't know, now you know, tomorrow's my birthday. I want to say a happy birthday. Exciting birthday. Most anticipated. But I can't say none of that because I don't know how I feel. I don't know if I feel good. I don't know if I feel bad. I just don't know. So hopefully during this show, I could find myself. Because that's what I'm going to be trying to do. We got some serious topics today. I see the people on the phone lines coming in. All everybody out there on the links. This is a big shit right here. This is, for us, episode 200 tonight. Episode 200. And tonight I should meet another milestone, but I don't want to talk about it until I see the numbers after the show. But I should reach this certain monumental number of listeners tonight. I should reach it tonight easy because everybody should be calling in. Everybody should be pressing one and give a shout out or just to say happy birthday. Shit, tell a fucking story. Tell a story about me. Oh, shit, everybody remember last year on my fucking birthday. We don't want to bring that up. Last year was epic. I was going to play some little pieces of it tonight, but I didn't even want to resurrect that. I didn't even want to go back there because that's last year. That's the past. And it was wild for everybody who was here with me last year. You know what I'm talking about. But we pulled through. We still here. We still entertaining people. So the devil lost. God was victorious. Sort of like my day to day. I've been having a lot of shit coming at me negative. I'm just fighting it off positive. Today, you know, 8:15, we got the Lisa Experience coming through. Where sometimes keeping it real gets too real. And then after that, we just going to have a fucking party. I had to put a rated X on my shit. I had to put a rated X on my show, a rated X for you know, to let people know that I use profanity and you might hear explicit language on my show. I had to put that on my show. I guess somebody told somebody. I got an email about that. So this show is from today on, this show is rated X. Ain't that some shit? Rated X. Yeah, okay. Who heard about the rapper PMB? PMB. I forgot the rest of it. Somebody text me, inbox me, tell me. PMB Rock, maybe? He got killed. I mean, what's the hell going on with all these rappers? It seemed like they make it to the top and then they get killed. He was with a female that he had a baby with in a restaurant in California. I don't know when the rapper's going to stay out of California. Everybody dies in California. Pop Smoke, Biggie Smalls, Tupac Shakur, all of them get gunned down in California. But anyway, he had his baby mother with him. He was supposed to be arguing with him. She posted a live of his location, and somebody came in and shot and killed him. Now, I'm not blaming her for posting a line, because I don't know if she had any evil intent. But if she posted a line, she had to know that it was possible that people could run down on him. And they ran down on him for a chain and killed him for a chain. I just don't understand, like, why would you rob a black person take a black person's life for a chain? Why don't you go rob a jewelry store? Shit, they got all the chains in there. You're not going to do that. Because people might shoot back. It's dangerous. But that's where all the money is at. Fuck that. I'd rather just rob a jewelry store than rob one person with a chain. Now, I did snatch a gold chain one time when I was about 16. I just thought of that. Me and my friend Allah. But I was 16 then. That's far from where I'm at right now. Oh, man. Yeah, so PNP Rock is dead. You have to be careful in relationships. You have to be careful with who you sleeping with. You have to be careful with who you pillow talking with, who you telling your secrets to. You have to be careful. See me? No, I can't answer to a woman. And I know the saying, a man gonna be a man, a man gonna be a man, but I'm gonna tell you something about that. That's not fucking true. That a man's gonna be a man. But you want me to tell you what's true? When they say a woman gonna be a woman, or a female gonna be a female, or a bitch gonna be a bitch, or however you want to draw it up, that's true. And that's why I live like I live. I deal with me. I answer to me. I don't disrespect nobody. I got people that's close to me, care about. I don't disrespect them. But I listen to me. I'm self-savior. I save myself before I save other people. Jay Sean, love Jay Sean. And anything out of that don't really matter. Now, everybody knows my birthday tomorrow, and what I'm doing, I took a shot at 7:30, I took a shot at 8, and I'm going to take a shot at 8:30, a shot at 9, and a shot at 9:30, and a shot at 10, and that way I shouldn't get that tipsy. But if I do, and I start talking reckless and shit, just let me know. Just press 1 and say, nigga, you out of fucking control. Calm the fuck down. Because sometimes we need that. A man gonna be a man. Bullshit. A female gonna be a female. I'm gonna tell y'all a little story after we have the least experience. I got a little story to tell y'all. I got a couple of fucking stories to tell y'all. But just remember, when you out there trying to save souls and you're trying to save lives and you're trying to turn shit into honey, the life you save may be your own. Just remember that. That's what I want to say. It's 8:14. I see the people on the phone lines. I want to thank everybody that come on the phone lines, for real. I see you out there calling number one. Calling number one. She always on point. You got to recognize things like that. You know when you on a diet and you want somebody to tell you, oh, I can see you losing weight. You want people to tell you, you know, you just don't always want self-gratification. And that's the way it is. All right, what we're going to do is 8:15. We got to go to the least experience. I see a couple of people pressing one. We're going to Let me see. Real quick. Let me see. Caller number one.
Good evening.
Did you press one?
Yes. I sure did.
What you press one? Did you call me to tell me happy birthday right before we go into the Elisa experience?
No, tomorrow's your birthday. Stop playing. I'll hit you up at midnight.
That'll work. I just told somebody that. They said happy birthday. I said midnight. But how
and
you doing?
I'll
how
be
you
up.
Doing? How are you?
I'm blessed.
Okay. You feeling better?
Oh, much better.
Damn, look at the cops. That's all you hear in Patterson. Everybody know my show is based out of Patterson, New Jersey, Vietnam. So, you going to be here with us for the whole show?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most
you know,
definitely.
Tomorrow, a king was born.
Oh, my goodness. There you go. Are you one of them people who celebrate the whole month?
No. I just do a weekend. Well, maybe two weekends.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't do the month no more.
That's all right. You here celebrate.
Hey, I'm on.
Right. Celebrate everything.
We're gonna have fun tonight. I got a good show in store. I got a lot of shit to talk about. I got a lot of stuff to get off my chest. It might get rated X. It might get triple X. Shit, it might be PG. I don't know, but I got a crazy show tonight. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is my pre-birthday celebration show. So look, stay tuned. Don't go nowhere, because we gotta go to the Lisa experience.
Okay.
So what I'm gonna do is all right. So just stay with me, okay?
I'll be here.
All right. Four 785. You here?
Yes.
Don't go into your story yet. I gotta call and bring somebody in. They having trouble calling the show. How you doing tonight?
I'm good.
You sound like you're a little aggressive.
A little what?
Agitated.
Oh no, I'm not agitated. I'm good.
Okay, now you see. I can hear it now. Now you sound sweet. I could tell.
Yeah.
Hold on, well, just a moment. Okay, I think we got every. Let me see. Where's the number at? Okay, we got everybody in here. Where is the board? Yeah. My son texted me. Okay, every ladies and gentlemen, everybody. You know, this is the part of the show we go to the Lisa experience. You know what I mean? So sit back, call a friend. Let everybody know. We're going to give her roses before she talks tonight. All right. It's all yours. It's all yours.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone had an enjoyable week. We finally made it to Friday. And hope everyone who has the weekend off can enjoy their weekend. Tonight, I'm going to talk about birthday. I was talking to my brother all week, and we was talking about birthday. And then I came up, I'm saying I'm going to make a topic of it. So, again, you know I always talk about a story. So, this is my story. When I was 4 years old, I had bigger brothers, and I was lonely. I played by myself, or I was right underneath my mother in the kitchen, you know, playing with my toys. And one day, I seen this little thing in a crib, as I told you maybe once time before. And my life was fulfilled because we became the best of friends in life. I always had somebody by my side growing up, no matter what. We always was together. We did things together. We hung out. We talked. We discussed stuff. And to me, he was my best friend. And I'm talking about birthday tonight because we wasn't as privileged as a lot of people out in the audience as people were. We weren't allowed to celebrate birthdays. So as we grow older, some years it feels good, and some years we don't feel anything, or we might feel down because we don't get that feeling that other people get. Now, not to feel sorry for us, it's just that we don't feel what other people feel. Because when you're a little kid, you wait for your birthday to come, and you know you're going to get gifts, and you're going to get a cake, and your friends are going to come by, and your parents and your grandparents and cousins are going to give you gifts, or they're going to call and say happy birthday. See, we wasn't entitled to that. We didn't get that. And we're not feeling bad because we grew up not being able to have our birthday. We're just saying that because we didn't have one, we feel different than a lot of people in the world. So some years we feel like we want to go all out. Some years we don't. And some years we just get down because we don't get that loving, happy feeling that most people get of waiting for their birthday to come. And I felt like I wanted to talk about birthdays because sometimes we get so caught up in our own self that we forget. Now, me and my brother, we didn't celebrate birthdays. But there's some people out there that's handicapped, behaviors or conditions that they can't be with their own real family. They live in group homes. They live in institutions. They live in hospitals. They live in nursing homes. And their birthday come, and nobody don't even acknowledge them. And they know it's their birthday, but it's just a number on their medical records. Or it's just a number on their chart, and nobody don't think about them. I don't know if everybody know, but I work in a group home. And I really don't talk about it, but I work in a group home, and I take care of six people, six disabled adults. So I'm in charge of their birthdays. So I go all the way out because I didn't have a birthday. And I know how I feel when nobody acknowledges that it's a special day. So when their day comes, I make sure that I do everything possible to make them feel like they felt good and special for that day. Now, my brother was a little different. My mom always remembered his birthday. And she always, oh, I got to get Rand something. And she would get a little something for him. But, you know, the rest of us, you know, we fell behind or whatever. But, you know, we was good. We was a loving family. We didn't hate on each other or anything. We really deeply cared. And like I said, my brother, Randy, or y'all call him Deshaun, he truly was a good thing to me. And number one to tell you, when he started school, and I had to take him to kindergarten, and my friends would be like, oh, I hate that you got to take your brother and pick him up or whatever. I didn't care. I didn't care what people said because he was part of my family. He made me be who I am today because you need somebody in life that you can lean on and know that you have a friend or a companion or just somebody that got your back. And that's what both of us were. We had each other backs, like, through life. Like, no matter what happened, we always cared about each other. You know what I mean? Always. And I took him to school every day, and I picked him up from the nursery school. And if he was in a fight, I did what I had to do. And then in the same thing in turn, if somebody was doing something to me, he came and he rescued me. And that's what people do. And I feel really bad when he talk about he don't feel right, this is his birthday, and he don't know what he's going to do. Because, see, A birthday is a God-given right that you're born. Everybody don't get to be born. So just being born and being on this earth and experiencing a journey, this is a journey. It's a road that we all on. And everybody get off at certain times, and some people get to walk in. And they get to go some to the end. And we have to appreciate that. Because, see, everybody don't, like he said, everybody don't get that. The brother that died got shot. He went out just to have fun or be with his friend. He didn't know he wasn't going to live that night. He didn't know it. But the people that live to see another day should be grateful. And that's about birthdays. We should be grateful that we got another year coming. Some people don't get it. Some people don't get another year. And my brother is a great guy. I mean, like, I can't tell you how much I've seen him accomplish in his lifetime. So I don't even know how he can sit and say, oh, I'm depressed or I'm going through something or this. But you're going to be almost in your 60s soon. Some of your friends probably didn't even make it to be 60 or 59. You know what I mean? You got to be grateful that you got to be there and see them walk with you on this journey. And even though they got off of the road for some reason, you still walked with them. So your purpose is still going on. The reason why you're here on earth, you're still here to complete your task. Never get discouraged. Never. Never get discouraged in this road we call life. You know what I mean? It's a lesson. Every day, we're learning something. And if you don't learn something, you're not here. Because God gave us all the things we need to make it in this world. Everything. There's no reason that nobody can't make it on this earth. He gave us everything inside our body to make us be able to make it in life. What I say about birthdays and the appreciation, I have four men in my group home that are deaf. And I learned sign language to talk to them. And like I said, I gave them their birthdays. And, you know, one liked the Giants, and I bought them a shirt, and I bought them a hat. And, you know, they play with toys, too, because they still, you know, their intellect is not up to, you know, par. But just a few things that you give them, they're happy for. But some people get big birthdays. You know, they have, like, 50 people, and the lights go off, and the balloons come, and, you know, the food and the liquor and the gifts and the tables. But you know what? Those are extra people that have it like that in life. Everybody can't have it like that in life. Even if you have a birthday, you just get one little cake and you share it with one other person, and maybe somebody might send you a birthday card. It's still your birthday. You should appreciate that. We all can't have the same things. It's not meant to be. If it was, it would have been like that. Enjoy the day that God gave you. And even not that, just think about your mother. You can think about your father, too. But think about your mother. The day that she worked hard, sacrificed, to push you out of her into this world and to be able to enjoy the same things that she got was able to enjoy. And then she nurtured you, and she took care of you, and she made sure that things was right, that when you grew up, things would have been good for you. Now, maybe some things you didn't get. Like I was saying, we didn't get birthdays. But that was their choice. Some parents have a choice that they want their kids to be in a better way. It might be right, it might be wrong. But it's not our choice to disagree or agree with them. That's what their decision was. We didn't get that. But it didn't stop us from enjoying ourselves, having a good time. You know what I mean? We grew up and we took care of ourselves. We're working hard people. We try to do the best we can do in life. So what I wanted to say again is happy birthday, bro. Without you being in my life, it would be a hole in my heart for missing a person like you to have shared my life with. Now, I don't know about other people, but I'm telling you what I feel. And I just thank you for letting me walk with you through this journey in life. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. That was unexpected. But
you gotta be like this.
I tell everybody, like, we our family, we had a family that was, to me, I would say now that I'm older, it was real. Like, whatever was supposed to happen, happened, and whatever was not supposed to happen, didn't happen. I always said that it's no rule books to raising kids. So, you know, now that I'm older, even though I still got demons, I feel good within myself because I always look at the good things. I remember us being young and it being hot as hell outside and wanting to go swimming. And our mother filling the bathtub up and putting us in the bathtub. And I swore I was swimming. I'm putting my head underwater and kicking. I don't know what the hell you was doing, but for that brief moment, like, we was happy. We was in a bathtub full of water, and that was our beach, or that was our Costello pool, or I was swimming. I don't know how you felt about it, but I felt good about it, you know. And just little things like that I remember, you know, in life. And I just always remember, like, you being there for me through the good times, through the bad times, and that's the stuff that I hold on to. I try not to hold on to the negative. I try to hold on to the positive. So I talk a lot about on this show about fuck love and all that, but I got people that I love, you know, out of relationships and stuff. I got people that I really love in this world. And you one of them, you know, so. And I don't got too many of them. But you definitely one of them up at the top. I appreciate everything you said. Now I got to move on for that before I start getting salty. Still got a good show, everybody. I got a call in a secret person later. They told me to call them in. They wanted to tell me happy birthday. I got to call them in. If you want to say happy birthday to me, even though I know it's tomorrow, or if you want to give a shout out or something you want to say, you have to press 1. It's 8:30, so I'm taking another shot. I told you I was going to take a shot every 30 minutes, and I'm sticking to it. That way I won't get too drunk. And I got to get up early as hell in the morning tomorrow because for my birthday, I'm going fishing again on a party boat. That's my birthday present to me. But we got a lot of topics. Like I said, we're going to have fun with the topics. We gotta bring this party back up. My sister got me sentimental over here, but we gotta bring it back up. But you did. You helped me out with a couple of things you said, because I talked to her a lot. So I was telling her, like, I was depressed all week. Like, I actually didn't know what I was gonna do for my birthday until like maybe an hour ago. I didn't even know. I was undecided. I was like, maybe I'll just stay home, man. Everybody know I go do something. I go to Atlantic City. I go get a hotel room. I go to Baltimore. I go to Atlanta. I just travel. I just do something. But this year, I didn't really feel like doing anything. But I pushed myself, and I'm going to go deep sea fishing tomorrow on a party boat, ocean. So anybody, my Facebook friend, you will see. You will, God willing, God wake me up. You will see everything. Okay. It's 8:35. If anybody out there on the phone lines, I see a lot of numbers out there. I don't know why people don't like to press one. Like, it's people, like, I try to get guests for my show. People afraid to come on my show and be a guest. I don't know why. Why? Because I talk about sex on here. I talk about oral sex, anal sex, threesomes. I mean, I don't understand what people are afraid of to come on my show. Afraid of what? Afraid to keep it real? And the people who listen to my show every week, you know what? Those are people who they like, they keep it real. That's why they can listen to my show every week. Because if they weren't people who keep it real, they wouldn't be able to listen to my show every week because they know Jay Sean's going to keep it real. All the time. I keep it real. And my life is an open book. Now, let me tell you this quick story. Everybody know I got a million stories. We're going to get into the topics. Don't worry about it. We're going to get into the topics. Ever since I can remember, I've been in relationships. I always had a, you know, when you got a complex about something, some people got a complex, they might think their head is too big. Their lips are too big. Their nose is too big. Their feet is too big. They too fat. They too skinny. They don't got chest. Whatever. Whenever I always got relationships, when I met a female, I'd be like, yo, don't play with my penis when it's soft. We going a little bit left with this, so just stay with me. I'm making a point here. Because I know everybody said, where the fuck did that come from? But I always told females, don't mess with my penis when it's soft. I got a complex. Bad enough, I don't think I'm that well endowed when at all anyway, so fuck that. When I'm soft, I definitely don't want nobody touching it. And I'm gonna tell you, most of the time people respect it, but disrespectfully, maybe through conversation or different things, trying or whatever. But you know what I always thought about when I always told women that. And it was like a big, like, it seemed like it was a big problem or something. Like, maybe you don't want somebody touching you, I can't touch you, or you don't want me touching your penis when it's soft or whatever. And I thought in my mind, and I said, now I got a complex about that. And I'm just asking you to respect that. Just one thing. You can touch anything else in my body, but respect that one thing. Now let's flip that. I done had sex with a lot of women in my life. I love doggy style. Now, every man knows, a female, you can't see back there, but all the men out here, you know, when you having sex with a woman doggy style, before you penetrate or before you enter her, the first thing you see when you open her ass is her what? Her asshole. Right? We talking real now. It's rated X. That's the first thing you see when you pull her cheeks open, her ass open. You see the asshole. Stay with me now. I'm making a point here. If it don't apply, let it fly. Now, when you see the woman asshole, now you know in your mind that's off limits. Because 9.5 out of 10 women, they don't like anal. Oh, it hurt. That's for exit only. I can't have an orgasm like that. I don't like that. It's too painful, nasty, it's dirty, it's whatever, blah, blah, whatever, whatever, whatever. So we know, so men know that. So we don't bother that. So think about what I said earlier about the one pet peeve I got, and then think about your asshole. So all women, they asking the same thing I'm asking. They saying you could touch me anywhere on my body, you could do anything you want to do with me, but don't put your penis in my ass. So that's one thing they don't want to be touched, right? So a man gotta respect that. I'm respecting that. So why wouldn't a woman respect a man if he said, oh, don't touch my penis when it's soft? It's the same thing. If that's the case, then next time when you're doing the doggy style, somebody could just penetrate your rectum, and you ain't going to let that happen. The average woman ain't going to let that happen. And I'm just making a point here, like, people have to start respecting people's wishes and, you know, and respecting things and stop offering and expecting things when they don't know if the other person is accepting of the things that they offering. Somebody told me earlier what they was going to do for my birthday. But I'm not sure if that's what I want to do for my birthday. Maybe I just want conversation. Maybe I just want to watch TV. Maybe I just want to chill. At this point in my life, shit, it don't take much to turn me on. And what would turn me on more than a big ass, big titties, is a smile, conversation, a feeling that you feel good being around me as I feel being around you. I don't know where the fuck that just came from, but you just put that in the Jay Sean don't know what you said book. let's fuck with these topics. Cause y'all know I'm drinking. I'm all over the place tonight. Let's fuck with these topics. If somebody want to jump on one of these topics, press one. I see all these numbers. Did I tell everybody this is episode 200? Episode 200, and you still here with me, and I'm still doing my episode 200. That's not saying one or ten. Episode 200, and I told you I don't want to. I'm not going to give away the other surprise of the number that we should reach tonight of listeners for my show. A lot of people listen to this show. I don't know why I don't get a lot of cash apps, though. Donations. Donate to a brother. It's my birthday tomorrow. Donate to them. Everybody know my cash app. Stop playing. J-A-S. H-O-N. Wait, let me slow down. J-A-S-H-O-N 763@AOL.com. Yeah, I think. No, what the fuck I'm talking about? That's my email. Hold on, let me slow down. I'm doing too much. My cash app is J-A-S-H-O. No, $JASHONJ. Damn. Where my program director at? He on here somewhere. Listen, we ready to tackle some topics right now. So caller number one, you want to be the first to try the topics?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
What's wrong with you?
So I'm listening to this man holler.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, I can't. My program director told me don't say that no more, so I'm not going to say nothing. You home in your living room on your couch, and that's your great-grandfather hollering.
Oh, hell no, it ain't.
I can't say nothing about where you at no more.
I should say this,
unless you say
somebody's
it.
Somebody done kicked his ass already because they got sick of him. They done beat the hell out of him. One of the residents here beat the hell out of
him. I can't say nothing about where you at no more.
That's all right. I'm in wouldn't call this damn place. Damn, I can't never call the name of it. A care center.
She said it. I didn't say it. They said it was tasteless, something for me to keep saying that. They said that you really don't like when I say it, but you just don't say nothing.
No. If I didn't like it, I would tell you. I don't bite my tongue. I keep telling you people, the name of the show is Keep It Real. I ain't got nothing to hide. Keep it real.
My program director listening, cause he, you know what I mean? So that's what he said.
If I don't want nobody to know, I wouldn't say it.
Right. Look, hold on. Don't go nowhere, right?
Okay.
2463, you live.
Hey, what's up? Good evening.
Who this? Good Mr. 6ix9ine?
No, it's not Mr. 6ix9ine.
That's what that girl told me to call you.
Yeah, well, that was she said. But I just want to say to the host of the show, and you never knew this. And I think what the person I was speaking earlier, the 15 minute of fame that she gets, but you was one of the people that inspired me to get myself together. And you never knew that. But I remember one time I always thought about you when you went to the service as a young man. I was much younger than you, and which I still am. But you went to the service, and even through the years of growing up, and I was doing my own thing and everything, that episode always played a part in my mind. For some reason, I just don't know why. Even in your house, just keep it real. I was there staying with you, my brother and I. And your mom, she was strict, stern, but she had a heart of love. She really did care. She just didn't have no nonsense with nobody. Even when I messed up and I was doing wrong, she still opened up her door to me, you know, and I'm grateful for that. But I remember the last time I was doing my thing out in the street, and a lot of things was clicking on my mind, and I knew already I was done at this time. But I think was when I started to get myself together, you was always one of the people. I brought back memories of when you went to the service. Because I knew how you was when you was in the street. Not saying you was out, you know, doing things like that. But you were just the coolest person. I mean, between you and my other cousin, Matt, you was the coolest person ever. One of the coolest people you was always down to earth. I never saw you being disrespectful to nobody. You just didn't play no nonsense either. But when I was getting myself together, I always thought about how you went to the service and how, and I just looked at the change in your life. And it was one of those, it was always that episode that would come to my mind in my weak moment. And I'd be out there crying, and, like, I have the money in my pocket, and I want to do the wrong thing, you know? And see what God does. God not only will send his word to you, and even in prayer, but God will show you glimpses of history in your mind, flashbacks of an episode that happened in your life or somebody else that went through something and how they changed their life. And that would always a memory about me, about you. Is that helped me to get where I'm at today. And so 2 weeks ago, I was thinking about that. Thinking about that episode 2 weeks ago. And I did not know this was coming out to you, to whatever the topic, which was with the person was talking about earlier. But I just want to say thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because you have really blessed me. You was always respectful. You was always, a kind person, to my mom, to my dad. You was, I'm always grateful. I'm glad, I really am truly grateful that you are in my life. Okay?
Thank you.
I truly love you, man. I truly love you,
I love you, too.
I thank you. I truly thank you. So I'm getting off the phone. Bye.
you don't gotta leave the show. We got a lot of show to talk about.
Nah, listen. I just did a 13-hour day. I got to be at work at 7. So I always try to come in when I can to hear you and hear the other topic before you come on. I'm glad I've been making it happen now every Friday. I've been making sure I at least try to get a little in. But I know
you're
busy day tomorrow.
You sure you don't want to jump on the topic?
No.
If you get on the topic, you'll be here for another hour.
No. Man, that's right. That's why I come. I said no. I can't put it out there. There's some personal stuff I'm dealing with, it's a human nature thing. It's this human thing, but it's just I'm not putting it out there.
Nah, you don't have to.
It's just I'm not.
That's two people. That's two people tonight. Who don't want to try the topic. So I'm only going to ask one more person, or I'm going to start answering the topic because I got some answers, like where the weirdest place I ever had sex. That's one of the topics or something like that. You know what I mean? But it's been real. It's definitely. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on one second. 7215.
You talking about I don't know?
Are you calling me? Hello? 7215?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Happy birthday,
Did you mean
Brad.
To press 1? Hello?
Happy birthday, player.
Hey, what's up, Thank you.
You're not going to be able to guess who this is, but everybody, I know you've always been a good brother, but everybody don't know how well of a baseball player you are. I know about that. I played with you.
That was really, to be honest with you, that was my first love in life. Baseball.
Oh yeah, just we had shortstop.
I think that was a lot of our first loves.
Absolutely. So what you doing, boy, man? I always enjoy hearing you talk. Man. You know you're smooth. Got that. Well, we both got that because we the same year and everything. We played together.
And, so, yo, I be telling a lot of people that. I be telling a lot of people, like, yo, It's a lot of people from my time and my age limit that they smooth now. They could get on the radio and they could talk the talk. I'm not the only
one. That's what it is.
You know
exactly
what I mean? It's just
I can't, you know, reveal that, but you know about it once I tell you who I am. Once I tell you who I am, you know about the smoothness.
I know who this
Happy
is.
Happy birthday, cousin.
Who is it?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Now I
and many
know
more.
Who this is. Thank you. It's
my
pretty,
brother,
it's pretty, it's pretty Tony. Pretty Tony. Hey, yo, Tony.
Tony.
Yeah.
What's
happening, player?
You want to answer one of my topics?
What's happening?
You want to try one?
Yeah, let me hear.
I'm going to give you an easy one because everybody's scared to answer my topics. I'm not going to give you nothing crazy. I'm going to give you a good one.
All right.
Would you rather average sex every day or amazing sex once a month?
Well, when I was younger, I would like it crazy a day, but now I would like
No.
Average.
What you said?
Average.
Oh, go ahead.
Every day. Average.
Oh, okay.
Every day.
Average. Yo, that's. I was trying to explain that earlier, talking to somebody about that, and they was like, "No, they want it amazing once a month." I'm like, "You sure?" I'm gonna bring him in later so he can explain that because everybody probably thinks that's a female. Like, no, that's a female. No, it wasn't a female. No,
it's like this. I think like this. Average is amazing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't judge it. You think like
you
me?
You know it. Exactly. Well,
coochie,
you know,
hey yo, look. I think like this. I think coochie what you make it.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, it feels after you finish, it feels the same way. You get the same release. That's how I see it. That's why with me, I'm not changing the topic. But with me, I hear you talking. I hear a lot of people talk about jealousy and all this. I can't feed into that because no matter what, at the end of the day, if they're going to do something, they're going to do it. You waste your time and all this effort trying to chase them around, look for them in the daytime with a flashlight. You're making a fool of yourself. You're not going to be able to accomplish anything. So if you can't, you know, and another topic, if you got a hitter, you got a quitter. You know what I'm saying? So, but you are the man. You are the man, and keep up the good work, brother. You're always in positive.
Thank
love you.
You,
man.
I love you too, Tom. Yo, y'all be safe. Right. Yo, don't hang up. Y'all just mute the phone. Just mute the phone, but listen to the rest of the show.
Yeah, of course. You got AB.
Okay. Where we at? Let me see. Let me try something. One second. Eric, bear with me, the people that's pressing one. Bear with me. I'm all over the place here. 4785, you want to try a topic?
Yeah, okay.
I think we spoke earlier. You said you wanted to talk about the one. You still want to do the same one you said earlier?
The last one.
What is a habit you would like to get rid of? No, what was the habit you would like to get rid of and a habit you would like to keep?
The habit that I would like to get rid of is paying a whole bunch of bills. And the habit that I would love to keep is trying to love every day and new adventures of adding good to your life. I want to work on that. I want to keep that. I'm trying. But I definitely want to get rid of paying all the bills.
Well, you're going to have to hit the lottery.
I don't play the pickup.
Well, I guess you're going to be dealing with the ladder and what you said. You don't do that.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm going to tell you. The one that the last caller just said, that was a nice thought that he said. But I'm going to tell you, sometimes the amazing is really enough. Because
Hold up. You answering a topic without letting me ask you the topic. So you want to answer another topic.
All right, well, go ahead. You good today. Go ahead.
Let me ask you. Would you rather to have average sex every day or amazing sex once a month?
I'd rather have amazing once a month.
Okay, now. Why, can you elaborate?
Well, in my lifetime, I had average. So I'm saying average is just, you know what you're going to get and you move on. But amazing is something like it'll take you through the next day, maybe the next week thinking about it. And, you anticipate it's going to be the same or it's going to be better when that once a month come or sex is, I always said, is like the last thing that you do to show a person how you feel. I mean, because it's all the things that you could do to let a person know how you feel. But when the sexual act or the lovemaking act, it should be amazing anyway. But I mean, like, if you can't make it amazing every day, then I'll take it once a month.
Okay. Hey, caller number one, you with me?
I'm here.
What you take? Average sex every day or amazing sex once a month?
Amazing sex once a month.
Old women want that amazing sex once a month.
We old enough to know what amazing is.
Okay, I will come back. I want y'all to stay on the line because y'all answered that quick. But when I come back to y'all, I also want y'all senior citizens to tell me where the weirdest place y'all ever had sex. Don't tell me now. Hold that thought. Where's the weird? Because I'm going to tell a story about the weirdest place I ever had sex, and I want to hear the weirdest. I don't think nobody got a weirder place than me where I had sex. I want to go to some other people and see where's the weirdest place you ever had sex. I want everybody to think about that. Press one. Press one if you want to tell a story about the weirdest place you ever had sex. Because I know people done had some sex in some weird places. But one second. Know what we're going to do? It's 9 o'clock. I'm going to take another shot. But in the meantime, we're going to go to a quick break because I got to go to the bathroom. just drink this stuff running right through me. So we're going to go to a quick song. Don't forget, it's my birthday tomorrow. People spend money on fast food, gas, cigarettes, soda, liquor. They spend money on everything every day. But you ask them to donate to the show, they just act like they don't even hear you talking. It's really, it's really important. 200 episodes. And counting, we ain't going nowhere. I'm going to do this for another 20 years till I'm syndicated.
Well, could I say something?
I got a
pitch. I know later on you're going to tell us about how many callers you got, right?
Right.
You said you were going to say that. And I always said that if every one of your callers that you have would just donate a dollar, you'd be surprised how many dollars you would get. It don't have to be a lot. $2. Every caller, well, it can't be a dollar. It got to be $2 because they're going to take out some change. So if everybody would donate $2 to your show, you'd be surprised how much you get. And the funny thing about that is people go to church every week and donate 10% of their money to church, which they say is they tithe for God, but they really go to the minister. But here you are trying to do something to help other people, and you're not even asking for 10%. You asking for whatever you have to offer. You know what I mean?
Right.
Donation don't mean God blesses you every day, no matter who you give it to. So even if you donate $2 and then he uses it for the right way, then it's for the better. But if you give your 10% and you never know where it's going to, I mean, yes, God's going to bless you anyway if you give it or don't give it. But I'd rather know where it's going than where it's not going.
And that's to the people who don't donate. You know what I mean? But look, we're gonna take a quick break. Don't nobody go nowhere, because we still got a lot of something. Tell me, we're gonna do 3 hours tonight, easy. But hold on, I'm trying to pull up this record. That's why I need a DJ to help me. I'm gonna go to a quick song, and I'm gonna go piss, and then we'll be right back. Don't nobody go nowhere. The people that's pressing one, stay with me. I'll come to you right after this song, because we still got a lot of topics to go. We still got a lot of shit to talk about. My birthday's still tomorrow. You know what I mean? So this is a good feeling. I'm gonna talk about some more people. Subliminal. Y'all know what I mean? Every time I'm saying something, I'm really saying talking to somebody. But I'm gonna talk about some more. I'm gonna send some more subliminal messages out to the world right after this song.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Again, I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you. I love you.
Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. This the first half of this show has been it's been real because I want people to think. People are not gonna really talk good about you if there's nothing good to say about you. So the first part of the show we heard a lot of good things about me. That's how I feel about myself. And that's how I try to live. I try not to disrespect anybody. I try not to hurt nobody. I try to live my life righteously. Show a lot of love and receive a lot of love. And never try not to lie, try not to steal, try not to cheat. And I just try to live my life in a positive form of fashion. Some people get it misconstrued with others, you know, with being soft and other things like that, but it's not that. It's just being real. I want to jump on these topics because last week we didn't get a chance to. 282, you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, what's going on, Mr. Nance? Hello? Did we lose you?
Jay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, did you try to chime in before? Did you call? Is this your first time hitting me up?
No, this is the first time.
Okay, yeah, that was good because I was talking to a guest. I called in and I had to click over. I was talking in for like 20 minutes. I said, oh, Jane hit me because then I clicked back over. Okay. All right, so what's the question, partner? What you need to know? I hope you got more than one topic, Jay.
First is my birthday tomorrow. That's number one.
Happy birthday, brother. Happy birthday. Let us see another one. That's great.
Yeah,
you're 59
thank you very
now, Jay,
much.
Right? 59?
Oh, man, you know we don't talk numbers. I'm 39.
Okay. I got you. 39 plus 20, baby. I hear you.
No. You scared the little girls away. You scared the little girls away like that.
Hey, listen. I prefer an older woman who's seasoned and got a mind on her shit. I ain't trying to deal with no young. About an hour ago, yeah, here. Girl was like, I'm picking my daughter up. And the guy said, why? He said, I have a restraining order against you. They was out here arguing. I'm just looking at them. Young people, man. Who stalks an abuser? I just want my child. She said, I want my child. He said, you have I have a restraining order against you. Leave me alone. And the other lady told him to get in the car. I was like, oh, no. That's drama. I don't want to be nowhere around nothing like that, Jay. I done had my day with that, bro. Nope. Won't never go back to that. Ain't going back. I want a nice, peaceful woman. You give her a massage. She massage your feet. You massage her feet. You give her a neck massage. You go to sleep in each other's arms. You know what I'm saying? That's beautiful, man. You know, and even
that's
the amazing that, stuff. That sounds good, too.
That sounds like a staycation.
Yeah, well, you call it what you want, but I tell you what, yeah, peace of mind, Jay, and no stress, because stress is a killer.
And what would you're right? What would you prefer, Forrest? Average sex every day. well, or amazing sex once a month.
But see, what's AJ? What is amazing, man? The average could be amazing for both people.
You asking me what's amazing?
Well, I'm just saying. It's hard to define what amazing is, because what's amazing to you may not be amazing to me, and maybe the young lady I'm with. It could be just. Some women like average, as long as you're getting something good, you know. Now, just
okay.
I can only speak.
What's amazing sex to you then?
Okay, well let me say this.
Or matter
I can
fact,
only
don't even answer that. What's average
mm-hmm.
sex to you?
Well, I guess what you would consider, what a woman would consider, a quickie. That would
okay,
be average.
So a quickie would be average.
To me, yeah. I mean,
right?
I would assume
no,
so.
That's
yeah.
Cool. That's from your mind. That's cool. Okay, so a
mm-hmm.
quickie would be average for you. Okay, so what would be amazing to you?
Amazing is when you take your time and you treat the woman like Picasso would treat a painting. You would take your time and you would just make sure that, well, like the whispers, I would put the whispers on. Have you ever been kissed from head to toe? All right, and then all that in-between stuff, you got to make sure you Picasso with it. See, because I make sure, Jay, that the first and foremost that the lady is taken care of. And then whatever I receive is fine. It's cool. Because I'm sure she'll reciprocate and kind of you make her feel like Aretha Franklin sang, a natural woman.
Oh.
That's what
you
it means.
You got all the ladies wet between their legs now.
Oh, I don't know about all that, man. but Jay. You know, amazing to us when we were in our 20s and 30s, you know, oh, you got to hang from a chandelier and stuff like that. You know, then again, it's what you make it, man. You know, you got to find out what kind of partner you have, you know?
Well, you heard the ladies. I think the ladies, all the ladies that I asked had amazing sex once a month. They're your age.
Mm-hmm. Well.
They want amazing sex once a month.
I don't know what the definition of amazing is, though.
Far as. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Caller number one.
She might have fell asleep.
No, she ain't asleep. She know what I'm about to ask. Caller number one. How about 4785? Oh,
damn,
nobody.
Jay,
now nobody don't. Now nobody don't. 4785. Oh, now everybody's sleeping, right?
Yeah, they.
Okay.
They're talking on mute.
Caller number one, 4785. Somebody press one. Because you know what my next question was going to be? I was just going to ask the people that said they would take amazing sex once a month. I was going to ask
average.
Them. Oh, hold on. I was going to ask them, like, I'm going to ask them, like, what you said.
Okay, but if they respond.
What's amazing? You know, that's what I was going to ask them, but. I got to bring, somebody got disconnected.
Don't call Darnell.
Hello, you back in?
Yeah.
Oh, earlier you said you would take amazing sex once a month, right?
Yeah.
Well, define amazing sex.
Amazing sex is not like crazy sex. Amazing sex is that, say like Forrest came over. And, you know, we order food out or our cook for them or whatever, and we watch a nice little movie on TV. Then, you know, we maybe head into the bedroom and then maybe do a little cuddling or, you know, a little bit of before sex. Then, you know, I give good before sex. He give good before sex. And then, you know, he turned it on, he make it amazing. Then I turn it back and I make it amazing for him. So I'm saying like it was a good night. You know what I mean? We got the breakfast in there, we got the lunch, we got the snack, we put the dinner all in one night. You know what I'm saying? So next day when we wake up, you know, maybe we might turn it loose another time and, you know, go our separate ways, but, you know, keep the contact. But, like, if we both all wrapped up in our life and then the next time I see him is another month, then it was amazing that time, so I'm looking forward for the next time. Like, I can hold out to the next month. You know what I mean? Sex every day is good, but, I mean, it's you're going to be tired or you're not going to be really there or you got to figure it out. You know, I'd rather go with for the amazing sex once a month.
That's kind of like what I said, Jay. What she said.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what I said, yep. But it not once a month. That could be once or twice a week.
Yeah, I could do three times a week.
There you go, CJ. Great minds think alike.
Oh man.
3324, you live.
Yo.
You.
Dana. Birthday boy. Birthday
boy. What's
happening,
Dre? The amazing man. Go ahead, Dre.
Dre was another one. He was the first one that told me he'd take amazing sex once a month instead of average sex every day.
All right.
Right, Dre?
Yeah. It means something. You gotta go all the way out. Candlelight, your own colors. Music, pizza. All right.
Mm-hmm.
He told me to make sure tomorrow my birthday that I get my ass licked.
I'm staying clear of that one, Jay. I ain't gonna say nothing about that. I plead the fifth on that, brother. I ain't got that shit with that.
That's what he said.
You gotta work on the women playing with your penis sore first.
Oh yeah. No, that been years. That date back to my 20s. Like I never let females play with my penis when it was sore. They can play with it when it's hard. As long as it's hard, I don't care. You can play with it. I just don't want you playing with my penis when it's soft because I got a complex. But like I said, when you doggy style and the first thing I see is your asshole and you be like, oh, I don't do that. No, we don't do that, the number two hole. Oh, it hurts. Or is this and that? Is it, okay, I respect that. That's the only thing on your body you don't want me to touch. And my dick soft is the only thing on my body I don't want you to touch.
When he sleeps, like, you know how they say it melts in your mouth, but not in your hand? You heard that before, right? You gotta reimburse that. You know what I mean? You gotta rip the beast. Like, that's a thing. I like that. That's a turn on for me. Like, if it go up, if it get hard in her mouth, I like that shit. That's crazy.
See, that's because Dre got a big dick. So his dick is probably big soft, too.
It's just like a
big dick, nigga.
No.
You talking like a big dick, nigga.
No, that's not the point. But the thing is, you said soft. You ain't say sorry. You said really soft. So really soft.
You got big balls?
Nah.
Big balls don't count.
I never heard any of that before.
You get my age, you will hear of it. Hey, Dre.
What's up? What's up?
What's the weirdest place you ever had sex?
In a hospital bathroom.
Hospital bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that too. Forrest, where's the weirdest place you ever had sex?
Oh, man, when I was young, I was at a club. Me and Scorpio went. He was dancing somewhere up in Baldwin, New York. He always talk about it every now and then. He was looking for me. And there was this young lady that was in the audience because, you know, the male strippers were performing, you know. And this one girl was, I mean, whew, she, when I saw her, because she kept walking by me, she had the top button unbuttoned. Next thing I know, I see her by after the third or fourth male dancer came out. She had you could see her brassiere and everything, right? So I was like, I said, this show's really turning you on, sweetheart. And she, I'll never forget, she turned around at me and said, yeah, why ain't you out there? I said, well, you know, I'm a promoter. I used to do it, but I don't do it no more. I said, I'm retired. She said, you can unretire. So she sat at the bar and we started talking. And then I said, why don't we just take, it's warm out. Now I'm going back to 1991, Jay. Remember that year, man. So we took a walk outside. Now, the club right across the street was a residential area. So we walking, and I said, wow, that's a nice little tree stump over there. And she looked at me, and she said, yeah, that's giving me ideas. And I looked at her, and I said, yeah, it's giving me an idea, too. Next thing I know, she was doing that yoga pose over the tree stump, okay? And after we did something exotic in the great outdoors, right, then we all went back inside, and that was one place. I'll think of another a little further down the road, but that always stands out because Corp was at the. He said, "Man, I was looking for you in the club. What you got?" Said, and he looked at the girl. He said, "Oh, I said, oh." And we were back in the club, you know.
You had sex in a residential area outside.
Yeah, in somebody's driveway. It had a tree stump right across the street from the club,
my
man.
God.
Yeah.
Wow, that hold on, Forrest. 5885.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, what's up?
Happy birthday. I see God already filled your day with a lot of love, joy, and happiness.
Well, thank you. Your voice, her voice, right, Forrest? There's something about her voice.
Oh, I always tell Mr. Toy, she has a wonderful voice.
Something about your voice.
I see God went ahead of you. He already filled your day with a lot of love, joy, and happiness. I've been listening in. They said a lot of beautiful things about you.
Oh, yeah.
Birthday. But I'm not
Thank
answering
you.
Any questions. I am
oh,
not
boy.
Answering. I'm
oh,
not.
I
can
the toy ain't going to do that. Yeah.
Your question, Jay. I'm not having sex. It's just that simple. And what I
there
answer,
you go.
You're not having sex. What you said?
I am not having sex.
Oh wow!
Until she meets her next husband. That's the type of woman the toy
hey,
is. Mark,
why you keep answering for her? Hold up.
Hey, that's my people, but go right ahead. I'm sorry. Go right ahead, Jay. This is
your show. That's
your
people, but that's just my show. Let her talk.
I just said it's your show. I apologize. Go right ahead, brother. Hey, LaToya, I had to wish him a happy birthday. I'd be a little naughty tonight. This is my boy over 30 years, so.
I know. That's
we had to do a little locker room
hey,
time with men, because men,
listen,
they would do that.
LaToya said first, I didn't say nothing. She said, I'm not answering your questions because I'm not having sex.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody know when I hear the word sex, it's a movie like these animals was killing people, killing everybody when they heard sound. Like I'm like zero, like.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, No, thanks for calling, though. We, you know, we just like to have fun on this show.
Yeah, definitely.
That's all. That's all. We like to have fun. I like everybody to call in and stuff like that. But you're not the only one on this show not having sex. You know that, right?
I'm sure.
Caller number one, you with me? Hold on, caller number
I'm
one,
here.
You with me?
I'm with you.
You're not having sex either, right?
Nope.
Oh, Forrest, you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
We got two women out here that's not, they sound physically fit and mentally, you know, they not having sex.
Hey, that's their choice. You got to respect that. Hey, the world's made up of all types of people, Jay.
You can't help them?
Well, I can only help I can only help them by telling them to come on my podcast where I educate, nourish, and stimulate thought and helping people. And, Jay, let me say this to you, all right? The reason why, because you remember, I think it was week before last, you asked me a question. I said, Jay, I ain't going to go there. But since it's your birthday, if you notice how discreet and not being graphic, I answered your question. Because you my man,
right.
I've been knowing you for 30 years, and I know the flavor of you. And I got to still come up here and support you because you're still a human being. But like I said, what I did in my past, now there's a lot of things I wouldn't do because I've been more educated, more spiritually inclined. And me and you both being melanated men, you know, we try to just do better in our journey in life. So I entertained that question because this is your show, and I came on it, and I tried to be as discreet as possible. I'm sure Miss LaToya, who's part of the Grown Folks Talking Network, she picked up on that, you know, because one thing about me, I don't curse, and one thing about I don't disrespect women, you know. And in the past, we have all had a good time, all right? We were all a little hot to trot when we were young, when the testosterone, the estrogen was floating around big time. But like I said, man, happy birthday, brother.
Hey, yo, check this out. We have known each other for like 30 years, more than 30 years.
A little over 30 years, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you know me, I got to keep it real, man. I can't be no other way but be real. That's the only way I know. LaToya, you still here?
I'm still here.
I mean, I know you support the Grown Folks Talking, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You enjoy my show?
I enjoy your show. Yeah, your show is working.
No, because I don't know. You know, I mean, I got a funny feeling. Like when Forrest finished talking just now, I got a little funny feeling. Like sometimes people say I'm wrong and I say the wrong thing, but I just got a little. I don't know. Like
out with it, brother.
Who said that?
Me.
That's Forrest talking. But go ahead.
It seemed like you was trying to say respectfully, like maybe my show wasn't for LaToya.
I'm not saying that. Only thing
no,
I was
didn't
saying...
say you. I said far.
Oh, sorry. No. Not whatsoever.
Or maybe, let him answer that. Or
okay.
Maybe he felt like it was.
Well,
if
no,
I'm
no,
wrong,
no.
Tell me.
No, no.
If I'm wrong, tell
let me say this. Let me say this. And if I'm wrong, then LaToya will correct me. LaToya is a very spiritual sister, and she believes deeply in the Most High, which people call God, Allah, whatever. And I just know that she carries herself in a very, very Christian-like way, Jay. And the reason why she gets up here is because we all talk about supporting each other regardless of philosophy or ideology. Joe, you were my programmer for 2 years. You already know what type of programs I bring up here. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what I wasn't saying she's not for, because if she didn't like his show, she wouldn't be up here. But she supports, and we always talk about supporting each other, all right? Because this is still a journey in life. Because 10 years from now, you might be a preacher out there in Patterson at a church. And you might say, oh, I don't discuss that no more. Some take a journey, all right? And then you might be the same 10 years from now still on the podcast, you know, saying the D and the P word. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, we all take that little journey, you know? But I go back, hey, Jay, even though you and I have had fun when we booked the girls for parties, okay, would I go back to that with what I'm doing now? No, because I've been there and done that. It was fun. That was for that time and period. But now we got bigger fish to fry, you know? And then look at it this way, Jay. You have children. Now you got grandchildren. You don't want your grandchildren coming up with a lot of things and not be aware of what's going on in the world politically and what they're doing with us, the colonizers, the oppressors, and things of that nature. So we have to educate young people, because then, Jay, when you go in that, when you feel like you're about to go to what you call, Jay, the upper room, or whatever, because we all make transition, okay? You can say, hey, I feel proud of my grandkids, because one is a senator, one is a principal of the school, one is making a difference in the community, because we do have to make a difference in our communities, you know?
But,
so that's the journey I'm on now, Jay.
I don't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead. I was done anyway. Go ahead.
But look, like you said you knew me 30 years, right?
Right.
And you know how the world is with the universe and everything. You know it. You know, the universe covers a lot of things.
Right.
You know what I mean? And and more than likely, you, my sister, and everybody else know me that that. Let me see how you say this. Wait 1 minute. I'm an intelligent person that sometimes get out here and act like a fool. I'm not a fool to act like an intelligent person. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is, however I do the show, or whatever the topics be, or whatever we talking about, I don't care if it's for a religious person, a whoremonger, or a dope addict, or a nun, or whoever it's for. If you could come on this show and you feel like it's entertaining or uplifting, what might be degrading, I don't know. People attracted to the unalike attract, the alike repel. You know what I'm saying? The unknown X, that's what attracts people. And I believe that just show talking about health and living right and eating right, I believe that's good for a certain part. That's good for all of the world, but the part that believe in that, I believe that's good for them. And then my show, that I talk about sex, and I might curse and use profanity, and I might say pussy and dick and fuck and hoe, I believe that's for a certain amount of people. You know what I mean? So whether it's a religious person who like to see her here, an intelligent person act like a fool, or whether it's a college professor who want to hear somebody talk about health, I think that all podcasts is good. You know what I mean? Because this is something we could do this for long periods of time. This ain't for a season. You know, it's for a long-ass reason. And, I mean, you know, we're not going back and forth. We just agree to disagree.
We just
make it understood. Mm-hmm. But it just seemed like that I don't never want anybody to feel, I don't know why
breaking
my
up.
Phone is breaking up. Jay,
you
breaking
up.
I don't know why it's breaking up. Something, let me see. Something going on with the sound. Anyway, let's continue with the show. That was good for the show.
Well, no, let me say this, Jay. One reason why you and I excelled in our business, because we ran across a lot of different schools of thought, philosophies, and one of the reasons I can only speak for myself on this, is that I get along with everybody is because I hear what people have to say out. We have dialogue, and I speak to people, not at a person, all right? And it's up to that person if they reevaluate themselves as a human being and say, am I satisfied with the place that I'm in? Is there some place where maybe I need to go and open up that book and study more and understand, well, hey, maybe I could change here and change here? Because when you don't change and you become stagnant in your ways and complacent, then you're not growing. And when you're not growing, that means you're stuck. When you're stuck, that's
man,
not good.
Man, listen.
You know?
And then this show, this show is different every week. We had many shows. So everything that you're saying is really old school. Jay already graduated from the beginning school. You know what I'm saying? This show has different topics, and more people are gravitating to this show as we speak. And when Jay does talk to, I don't know her name, but when he does talk to her, she tells you when she doesn't want to answer something or when she's okay to speak upon something. And Jay don't push it. So all this is irrelevant. This is really irrelevant.
Wait. What you said the word irrelevant?
Yeah, he said the conversation.
What's irrelevant?
Irrelevant.
Okay. What's irrelevant?
Yeah, there's other people on this podcast that call to be entertained by Jay Sean. Kicking with Jay Sean podcast. And we done stole about 40, 30, 33 minutes of entertainment to talk about you trying to stand up for someone that really don't need to stand up for. Keep it real.
Well, what's irrelevant that I'm trying to stand up for, Dre?
Hey,
We've been talking about
this podcast not being suitable for certain people.
No, I didn't say that. You got the wrong gist of what I was saying. So LaToya can speak very well for herself. He asked me a question, and I answered his question, brother. So it's not
LaToya
irrelevant.
LaToya just chilling.
There you go.
I can speak for myself.
Right.
Hey, LaToya.
That's what I'm saying.
Your show.
LaToya.
I've been trying to win since March, and I still am. The question that you part of your show is part of life. That's what we do. That's what we have done. That's what we are doing. So I don't take none of that offensive. What I'm actually saying is I am not intimate, and I'm not intimate right at this moment, and I don't choose to be. I'm not hot and bothered. I don't feel like I have to call anyone or anything like that. No, I am not intimate.
I mean, I respect that. You know what I'm saying? Like this whole conversation started, because you said that. But you know what's real? That you said you wasn't having sex, and then you ended it by saying, "I'm not intimate right now," and it's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
I just got up here and talked about having a small penis when it's soft.
I heard all that.
I didn't say that. Now when it's hard, I got a grower, not a shower. But anyway.
Hey Jay, let me say this to Trey real quick.
Hold on. I'm gonna let you say what you gotta say. Then we gonna move on, cause this is my birthday, man.
Yes, like, yes, and we're going to keep it on that platform.
Forrest, look, I love the dialogue, bro. I love it. Because you know why? Because you were an intelligent person. You always been intelligent. Always.
Thank you, my brother.
No matter if I agree with you or not, you always been intelligent. I always learned from you. You know what I'm saying? But
thank you.
Yeah, you know how we've been 30 years.
And
the reason why we could do this, like other
right.
people, they might think we arguing or something, but the reason why we could do this is because we knew each other for 30 years.
Yeah, and never had a problem.
Nah.
You and I have we ever had a problem in them 30 years?
Nah, we never had a problem, Mom.
There you go. And the money was always straight, brother.
You know, way back when we was doing, that ain't even worth talking about.
There you go. There wasn't no problem. The money, AJ, the money was always straight,
yeah.
right? Okay.
We
that's,
made
that's
a lot of money.
Let me say this to my dear brother, Dre. Dre, to the best of my brain cells.
Dre is like my son. Like Dre loved me like I'm his father. So he always gonna defend me.
No,
you know
there was
what I'm
nothing
saying?
To defend. I just answered your question to the best of my knowledge. And the brother says what I answered was irrelevant. So he's entitled to his opinion. That's all I wanted to say.
No, I try
to give the brother a satisfactory response, and he's going to go. Go ahead, son.
You're trying to make this show sound like it ain't graduate from where it came from.
Oh.
And I just had to remind you that this show's not all about, you know, it's his birthday, so he's chilling tonight, but he has other educational shows as well.
Yeah, of course he does. I listen to him. I agree with you. I'm not arguing with you, brother. You're right.
I'm not arguing with you.
Anyway, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, Brother Jay. And Dre, you know you're still my man. You're still my man, Dre.
Yo,
my
listen,
brother from
check this out,
month.
Y'all. And you know what? And you know
What's
what?
That?
LaToya still ain't had no sex yet.
Oh, you got happy birthday.
Thank you. That's how all. Hey, LaToya, that's how all this started, because you ain't had no damn sex yet. All this started because you ain't had no sex yet.
Oh my God.
So, they say excuse my language, but they say pussy start wars and put niggas in prison and get people killed. Yo, the vagina, I'm going to change it. I'm sorry. The vagina is a dangerous thing. And a sex-crazed man is even more crazier. Yo, but you know what? I the same thing, Forrest, that we talking about, Forrest and LaToya and Gray, I talked about this last week. I'm going to tell you real quick. Last week, this guy, hey, this is something like what we're going through right now. So everybody pay attention. Last week, I was talking to this guy I know before my show. About 10 minutes before my show, 15 minutes, he told me he was going to listen to the show. He was with his girl or his wife. I can't remember. He said he don't let her listen to my show. I asked him why. He said, "Oh, she grew up religious. She not gonna want to hear, you know, what you talking about when you." I said, "What, sex?" He said, "Yeah." So look, this what I'm saying. This is about this show tonight. I've been with girls in my life that like to be choked. I've been with girls that like to be peed on. I've been with girls that like to be called dirty names. I've been with girls who like to be tied up. I've been with girls who like to be spanked and beat with belts and stuff like that. And Forrest, too. And you know where they at right now, Forrest? You know where they at, listeners? They
know
married to somebody right now with two or three kids, and they got a husband that works every day for 8 hours and come home, and he treating her, he don't know nothing about her past, and he treating her like an angel because he married her. But you know what? Inside her heart, inside her stomach, she's dying. She's dying every day, literally remembering times when somebody choked her, when somebody spanked her, when somebody called her dirty names, when somebody tied her up. So the why I'm saying this is, never hide, don't never cover a woman's fantasies. Never cover a woman's fetishes, what she likes. Never, people be, men be married to women, and they won't let them give them head, but they go get a mistress and let them give them head because they believe their wife is too good to give them head. And their wife probably done swallowed cum before or dying to give them head, dying for him to talk nasty to her, dying for him to choke her. Don't take nobody fantasy from them. My show is good for who it's good for. People want to talk about sex. People want to talk about anal sex and threesomes and people want to do that. I don't care if they serve God, Jehovah, Allah, or whoever they serve. My mother was 80-something years old. I asked her about sex. She said a woman never lose her feelings.
Hey, Jay, I want to say something when you're done.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you.
First of all, I appreciate you calling and listening. Forrest, you was going to say something?
Yeah, I just want to say something. LaToya, if you get a call tonight and you don't recognize the number, don't pick up. Because that means that Jay gave Dre your number, because when Dre called, he don't say nothing. Okay, I just want to say it. Hey, Dre, you know how to get you, baby.
That was a good one, man.
We're just having fun, that's all.
He got you with that one, Dre. He got you.
We're just having fun, that's all. Dre's a nice guy. He wouldn't do that.
Yeah, definitely.
No, Drake. Oh, shit. Damn. I forgot to do something. Damn. Everybody just stay with me. Everybody stay with me, please. I forgot. Man. Damn it. Everybody stay with me 1 second.
Oh, man, time for me to drink my herbal tea over here.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Dude, just stay with me. Everybody stay on. Everybody stay with me. My eyes is bad. And that's why we're talking about my show. We have fun. We have fun on this show.
Don't call Darnell, please.
No.
Is it?
Hey.
Is that your birthday, man?
Yo.
What's good? What's good, Jay? What's good, everybody?
Good evening, my brother.
What'd you say?
I said, good evening, my brother. This is Paul, brother.
Shirt.
How you doing?
All right, everybody.
All right.
Good evening.
All right.
Hey, you know who just said what's up to you, Shireen?
I think that was Wise.
No, Forrest.
Who? Oh, that's
Forrest.
Yo, Forrest. What's good, pretty
wait,
Tony?
Wait a minute. Who's this?
Hey, Forrest.
This is Black Jesus.
Remember? Remember, Black Jesus, remember he used to bring the girls to the party? He brought the white girl.
I had Grandma. G-Ma was with me. You did, want, you did not want that chick to bring her outfit. I'm like, God damn, I got to get it some way.
Wait a minute. Y'all got to tell you. Halfway house?
Yeah, I was in Logan Hall doing my thing. Before I got his number, man, God damn it. Me and him
went. Wait. We brought the party to you, right?
Nah,
no,
Cypher.
No.
They couldn't make it one night.
He brought girls to the party.
Okay, and you took Jay's place. You came with the girls.
No, Jay.
He brought girls. He had girls dancing for him, and he brought them with me to the party. We had a party in Jersey City. I think we did two in Jersey City. You probably don't remember.
The last one. The last one I did with him was in Newark. It was a show, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't just shaking ass. It was like performing, doing a show, doing the art.
Forrest probably done did over 1,000 shows. You know what
I'm saying?
Forrest, you remember them Puerto Rican shit? We wasn't going nowhere.
I think we was in New York.
And they said somebody stole their bitch's money. And I said, Jay, come on, man. We getting the fuck up out of here. My girl talks Spanish to people.
I remember that part.
That Latino
problem. Somebody had some sticky fingers that night.
yeah, but that's part of the game.
It's coming back, brother. Yeah, how you been, man?
That's part of the game.
I wish my chicken had
that purse.
Hey, yo, Shireen.
We got the fuck up out of there. We got up out that bitch.
Shireen.
What up? Yes.
I think you drove to one of Forrest's parties. You got a ticket or some shit.
Man, I got all my tickets in North. Yeah. North was a bad spot. Every night in North, I got a ticket.
The park. That's all.
But look, Shireen.
I got so many tickets, that chick license got suspended.
Shireen.
Well.
Okay, look.
Yeah, Daddy.
We got a lot of people listening to the show, right? And
all right.
This your first time. I think the first time I called you on the show. But I got to tell people who you in. Because Shaggy was on my show last week. And I told everybody, you know, how I met Shaggy when I was 9 years old. It was about a best friend show.
Yeah, I just fall back and be the guest and just listen.
Everybody that's listening, they don't know that. The brother that's on the show right now, I met him when I was 4 years old.
All right.
I met Shadi at 9 years old.
Do I know that young man?
That was Shadi last week. But
all right.
We had the same babysitters and same nursery camps and same summer camps and all kind of shit like that, right?
Uh-huh. I had to turn off my AC, man.
And no matter what, we had our ups and downs. But when you think about it, we've been friends for 50 years.
Man, about that, maybe 51.
No, 50. Tomorrow, my birthday, I'll be 59.
Oh, that's right. You're an old man now. Catching up to you, Fox.
Matter of fact, I'm wrong.
I'm 65, brother.
54 years. 55 years.
Okay. Damn, it's 10:08.
Damn, yeah, my shit goes. At 10 o'clock, it go off. People can, but this is the after-hour party. Don't worry about it. You in the after-hour party.
I'm not gonna
keep you too long. I'm just gonna tell you, I appreciate you answering the phone.
This is like a legendary thing right now.
That's right.
You know, I was talking to a cat today, man, about, it was about 4 o'clock, man, and I forgot his name, but he'd be under the trestle all the time with this real skinny chick. And he said, yo, the Patterson Pimp? I'm like, yeah, you ever read his books? And he said, yeah, I ran with his sons. He said, my father knows Jay. And I said, who your father? He said, he died, but I forgot his name, but it's a cat. Yeah, we was talking about, and I said, yo, I seen Abdullah ride a cash, getting that cash. You know, K brother,
yeah.
He was kidding.
Oh,
you
read
the
book that I wrote, The Patterson Pimp?
Yeah, yeah, but like he chilled with your children, Pooney, Chasty, and Grimy.
Oh, you know.
And he said something about T-Stone. Yeah. I said, yo, you ain't lying, nigga. You damn near the whole fam.
Yeah, that's my
except, you know, cats that's in my era, but yeah. Yep, yep.
But look.
So, you know, man,
you know, my birthday tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir.
And,
Yes, it is.
I'm just telling people, like, my sister was talking. My sister on the line, too. And,
hey.
And Lois.
Can she hear me?
Look, they can hear you. They listening now.
Okay.
Well, look. I always tell, my sister was talking about this earlier, how I grew up without birthdays and all this other shit like that. But you know, I always tell you, you probably don't even like when I tell you and shit like that, but.
I always
got to give people flowers. I remember when I was young, and it was Christmas time, and my family didn't celebrate Christmas. And I remember I used to always wait for the next day for Christmas Day so I could come to your house. Because your house was like an amusement park with Christmas toys. To me.
Yeah, I had a good time. I had a good time growing up. Christmas was good.
And the main thing that stood out to me was that you or your brother Wayne, rest in peace, or Florida, whoever, whatever. It wasn't never to the point. You know how kids be, don't touch this and don't touch that and don't touch this. It wasn't never like that, you know what I mean? Like, you allowed me to touch anything and play with anything, you know what I mean? It was like your joy was in my joy. And, you know, this is a real moment.
Man, I'm still like that, Jay. I share everything, man. I even share, you know what I'm saying, sex activities, you know what I'm saying? it brings something to the table. It brings something to the table. I'm going to share my kitty cat.
I
remember that, bro.
I always take it to you like real like that, like, you know what I mean? But look, I did this to Shadi last night. Now I'm going to do it to you before I let you go, right? Tell everybody that's listening, and we got a shitload of people that's listening. Tell everybody something about, you know, about me, how you feel about me or how I am, what type of nigga I am. If I'm a fucked up nigga, just say that's a fucked up, dirty nigga. You know what I'm saying? But just tell everybody what you think about me.
Oh, man. Wow, I got a lot, man. I'm going to be here all until tomorrow, bro. But I'll make it short. I'll make it real short, man. But how I feel about you, man, is like a brother that's still closer than a brother. What I think about you, man, you lay back and you think before you talk. You know what I'm saying? I just feel, you know what I'm saying, that I got a positive, strong brother that I can call at any time of the hours of the night. You know what I'm saying? And you can tell when I need to speak because you'll pick up when I really need to speak with somebody. You're always there, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're that brother. You know what I'm saying? You're that brother. I love you, Jay. Love you, bro. You know? You got an attraction about you, man, that, you know what I'm saying, that attract people. You know? That's why I fuck with you. I knew you was going somewhere. You know?
That's real.
Halfway there, but
I love you too.
Word, man. I'm glad I didn't forget this shit. You know? Yo, man.
You are my, you are my show. Now I got to hit you with one of my topics before I let you go. But
hey, man, I'll send you the bill, all right? Would that be all right? Should I charge you the PayPal or
yo,
Cash App?
You made me cry and laugh. So you did your job tonight.
Oh man, hey Jay, you made my day. I was sitting here putting my last bit of laundry up, and I said, that cat ain't gonna call me, man. Let me jump in the shower.
No,
it's Friday night.
You know, everybody was talking so much. I said, let me call you. But look,
yes.
What would you prefer? Would you like average sex every day or amazing sex once a month?
Man, listen, I'm 59 now. I think I had every type of sex dealing with a woman. I think I prefer, you know what I'm saying, once a month, you know.
Amazing sex. Well, everybody said that.
Well, it's like, you know, I'm not saying that I lost my stride, but, you know, I like to just, I don't pursue shit. You know what I'm saying? If they want to pursue it, it will happen. But I'm not going to go and pursue nothing.
Still here? Caller number one.
Huh?
Still here.
I'm trying to see it. Oh, you know that voice, Shireen? That's Robert Clyburn. You know that voice?
I'm like,
I give him one hit. Big boost.
Hey, yo, she said she's going to give you one hit, Shireen. She had a big boost.
What's she going to get? What's she going to give me?
No, she said she trying to make you remember her voice. She had a big butt. But, Shireen, this back when we was probably like 12 or 9, and it was her, my sister, and your sister.
Oh, that's my girl, Lois.
That's Lois.
I was, man, Lois, let me tell you something. Now, I can do that every night.
No, I'm
not going no more. I'll tear your ass up.
Oh, my Lord.
I seen your sister not too long ago.
Oh,
who's
did
sister?
She tell me when she sees you? So my sister.
Yeah, she had... She had a nice, I liked the color of her car. Yeah. I think I had on a motherfucking suit, too. I'm like, pull me
hey,
over
Shireen,
to me. Let me try that. What up?
Shireen.
Yes, sir.
Lois' butt to us when we was little kids was like how Nicki Minaj is to the kids nowadays, right?
Yeah, you know what? Nah, I only seen one woman with an ass like Lois, and that was Snow Bunny, Joy.
Joy?
Yeah, but, you know.
Four, seven, eight.
I hope Joy.
I'm here.
Know.
No, that's not me.
No, 4785.
I apologize.
Who that, LaToya?
Yes, I thought you said it. I apologize. I heard it wrong.
Oh, it's okay. Hey, LaToya, you still here? You know, we talking. We getting ready to talk nasty now.
And it's fine. I'm listening in. It's fine.
Leave LaToya alone. She grown. She know what she's doing.
Hey, Shireen, you like her voice?
Tell her say I'm son again. Say son again, young lady.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine. And your voice is settled with me. It's doing fine with me. All right. Sounds good to me.
Radio voice, right?
Yeah, you should make her your partner, co-host.
co-host. Yo.
Make that young lady a co-host.
I can't even. I get in trouble for her saying she ain't had sex, so we ain't gonna do that. But look. Hey, look. Hey, look. Scream. I'm gonna call you tomorrow on my birthday. But look, yo, bro. Look, I love you, man. Thanks for calling in. It's so much I can say. Like Shadi was on here last week, and I bigged him up. But it's so much I could say, like, about – I got a lot of people I could talk about, like Shireen and Mass and Shadi, you know what I'm saying? But I talked about Shadi. I talk about you right now. You always been somebody to me who cared about me.
Yeah, yes,
more,
bro.
More than you yeah. should have.
Man, sometimes, you know,
I like to tell people that my brother Pete, when you see my brother Pete and when you see Shadi and when you see this brother on the phone, Shireen, and you put all three of them in a pot, you get Jay Sean. Because without Shadi, without my brother, and I tell everybody this, and without Shireen, this guy on his phone, you have no Jay Sean. I wouldn't be doing this podcast. I wouldn't have 7 books. I wouldn't have 7 movies if it wasn't for these brothers, Shireen, Shadi, and my brother Pete. So, like, everything I do, my movies, when I, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get rich or die trying, but if I get rich, I got it on my hand who coming with me.
Man, that's a beautiful picture, man.
And he one of the people that's coming with me. And everybody heard
All
me
right.
say that. And he know I was.
Yo,
bud. But, yeah.
And your word is your bone.
Mm-hmm.
I dig that. That's really important.
We done went over the show. I'm feeling good. I'm drinking Tito's. I got about 30 nips of Tito's. I got some chocolate weed. I'm gonna tell you, I'm not a freak.
Can I get a bag of chocolate? I mean, the next time you ride. You remember, you know what I'm saying? My order.
The next time I get, I'm gonna get you some. That's my word. Is my bond.
Me and my cousin is
on the phone. We used to go to New York. I mean, I don't know if the feds is listening, but we used to go to New York all the time and get that chocolate weed. That's the only weed that we love. We don't love that recreational weed and all that. We love the chocolate weed from the Rastafarians.
Gummy bears. See, gummy bears.
That's like that's groovy weed.
Gummy bears.
That's groovy weed. Oh, two he's talking at the same time. Who you was responding to, me or the young lady?
I don't know. That's I didn't hear. She said something. I didn't hear her.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said gummy bears.
Oh,
and I said, it's just that groovy shit to me. It always made me feel groovy.
Yo.
This new stuff that got out, like, too much. Yeah.
I always tell people, I'll be like, when I was trying to learn how to swim, and used to be trying to teach me how to swim, remember? And I used to go under the water and used to move backwards, and then I used to come up. I didn't move anywhere, but I'd be like, yo, I'll swim. You'd be like, yeah, you swim that far.
Yeah, you brought back memories.
That's how you taught me how to swim. You taught me how to swim.
Yeah, I remember that. You was trying though, bro. You went a couple of inches.
No, cause your ass was like a fish. I think you and your family was like fishes, maybe. I can't remember.
Yeah, almost drowned at Silver Lakes.
You was like You was like a fish from young age. You always was a good swimmer. But when the last time you went swimming?
When I went to see when I went to go see Bobby Shireen.
I went swimming in August too. I went swimming a little bit, not a lot, just a little bit.
But a year ago I went. You know, but I never forgot how to swim.
You were because that's like riding a bike.
Nah, I can't ride no more bikes. I bought a scooter, right? And I had to pass it off because I had like 3 accidents within 2 days.
Oh,
them bikes are dangerous.
Where Darnell at?
Darnell right down the hall. You want me to bring the phone to him? He'll get a big kick out of this. I might get a beer. He might give me a free beer.
Go ahead.
I'll be drinking.
Go ahead, man. Cause I'm getting ready. We my show is over at 10, but we in the after hour part right now. So Darnell, everybody is a ex tenth friend of mine who fell in love with his hoe.
And Jay, you know what? He never talked about the past.
Yeah, he never recovered.
Yeah, but Jay, he never talked about.
Don't tell
past.
Him I said that.
He might be feeling himself.
It happened to the best of them. I fell in love with my hoe. So what's the difference? Shit.
Hey, you know what?
Don't listen to people when they say, "Oh, I don't love no hoe. I don't have sex with no hoe." Death to your mouth. You lying.
Listen, I learned this from you, Jay. If you can love an animal, why you can't love your mate?
Oh, yeah, I used to always say that, right? I said, if you got a dog 4 years, you're going to love him. So if you got a girl making money for you laying next to you 4 years, you're going to love her, too.
Yeah, because you don't know if she's going
to
ever come back.
You on the way to Darnell floor?
Oh yeah. Somebody was just arguing. I was trying to wait until the noise got down, but y'all might enjoy this. I'm not. Hey, Chick.
Hey, Jay, that's the Y over there, right?
Huh?
That's the YMCA over there, right?
Yeah, man. It's like an after-hour party here, man.
Yeah. I'm surprised
at one time,
they tell you stay quiet in there.
Hey, Darnell.
That sounds like Darnell and what's her name in the hallway, Jay? Darnell,
you used to be sitting out here pitching cigarettes in bed. I'm knocking his door. Nah, he's probably in his room chilling. Darnell, I got a good friend of yours. Hurry up. I got the shower running.
He's live on the air. We got people listening.
Yeah, he take forever coming to the damn door.
Yeah,
yo, say hello. Hey, hold the phone.
Hello.
What's up?
What's good?
Hello?
What's good?
What's up?
What's good?
What's up,
Jay?
I remember his voice.
I'll be right back. Nah, I was eating something. What happened?
I was trying to change my voice.
Oh, no, nah, I know your voice, man. I was eating
what's
something.
Up?
That's why I took it, man.
What's
going on?
I got Forrest on the line.
What's up, dude?
All right, that's cool. Hey, what's up, Forrest?
How you been, bro?
Nah, I've been all right. I was just eating something, and I was like, all right, he knocked on my door, and I was like, all right. I know Jay Sean's voice, and I know your voice too, Forrest, anywhere. So what's going on, guys? Yeah.
Jay's birthday's tomorrow. We're celebrating.
Forrest got a party Friday. You think you could bring Vinay and a couple of girls through?
Hey, yo. You know what's funny that you say that? You can put this on one of your shows, too. I met Vinay with Forrest through Forrest. That's how I met Vinay.
Yeah. She didn't know
that. A lot of people don't know that. Because Forrest brought me somewhere towards Elizabeth, New Jersey. I don't know where it was at. It could have been Newark, but it was like Elizabeth. And I seen her at a party. And I'm Forrest said, yeah, whatever, you know. But then, you know, it goes to that thing to where, like, don't make a whole housewife, you know, that type thing. And I respect Forrest by saying that. No, I give him props, though. No, I give
yo, Darnell, for everybody that don't know, this is my man, Forrest, man, from over 30 years. This is my man Darnell Diamond D. He also was in the same occupation me and Forrest was in, giving go-go parties and we had females dancing and whatever. I just wanted to let everybody know who you was while you were talking. But so you met Vinay from Forrest.
Absolutely. I would have never met Vinay if it wasn't for Forrest. I was with Eddie Green. Forrest taught Eddie. Forrest can tell you. He know Eddie Green. Yeah. But Eddie Green said Forrest taught him, and then as I got into the game more, I ended up meeting Forrest. Then I ended up, Forrest said, all right, you traveling, you driving, come along. I got girls. We got parties. I got parties every night. And one of those parties, I met Vinay because of Forrest. If it wasn't for Forrest, I wouldn't have met her. I will admit that. That's the damn truth.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth. How's your daughter now?
Yeah.
How's your daughter?
Oh, my daughter, she's 19 years old for her. She, that girl looking, man, she's scaring me. She looking too goddamn good. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
She a younger whatever, a younger Renee. She got a little body on her. I'm like, girl, in Forrest.
Yes, sir.
She got a goddamn baby. She got a son already. She ain't running the streets. She's not running the streets, but yeah. She got a son that's going on 2 years old.
Hmm. Okay.
And the reason why I tell the truth, because I met her through Forrest. I'm telling Forrest the truth. And you, Jay. Yeah.
I know the history.
Yeah. Vinay, she got married with some other guy in Elizabeth. I went to their house. He's cool. If she's happy, I'm happy. I'm good. You happy with him? And my daughter is living with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yo. And my daughter from Vinay, she always called me, Daddy, I need some money. I'm like, what you doing? My thing is what we used to do. I'm like, you out there doing something? She don't want to tell me nothing, but it's no. Really, she's trying to go to work. Very pretty. If you go on the internet, look on Facebook, Zora Taylor. Zora. You'll see her.
Mm.
And yeah, I met her through Forrest. One day, Forrest had a locked door. And Vinay, really, I see the first time I seen her, she was butt naked. And I looked at her. And Forrest, he didn't say nothing. He was like, all right, yeah. That's how I met her. Yeah, it was too far. I'll give Forrest props on that one. And then afterwards, me and Forrest started. Go ahead.
No, I was getting ready to say we gotta save all that for when that's another show. Shit, I start getting into all the shit you and Forrest did, that's another show. Shit, we gonna Yo, look, we running out of time.
Yeah, I'm a senior citizen. I gotta get my rest.
We gotta. I want to thank everybody who listened to the show. My birthday tomorrow, Darnell. I want to thank everybody. Lalisa Experience, the number one caller. Latoya, Darnell, Shireen, Forrest, Dre, everybody who called into the show.
Good hearing from you, Darnell.
No problem, Forrest. Love hearing from you, Forrest. Me and you had good times together. You know, we get into new arguments. I didn't know I was on the show, but anybody on the show listening, it's real talk right now. Me, Jay Sean, Forrest. I used to call him, certain people call him Father Forrest. It's real talk. Real talk. So what's going on for your birthday, Jay?
I'm going down to the shore tomorrow, man. I'm doing some fishing on a boat, man. I ain't doing nothing crazy. You know what I'm saying? No more clubs. No more, you know, shit like that. I'm going fishing like an old man, like a retired pimp.
There ain't no more clubs.
I'm going fishing.
Hey, thank you. You know something, Jay? Before you close out, like Forrest said, there are no more clubs. It's like it's another generation of what's going on. Love it or hate it, or you know, come ye, come one, come all, come above. If you want to do it, you don't have to push and shove. Just make love. That's what you do. I learned that being around y'all, and I got to say, you, Jay Sean, you get the first locked door in Patterson, if anybody don't know. Really, when you get the first locked door, Jay Sean, the girls you bought, really, half of them, Forrest already had them. I knew them. You came and you bought it all around the Patterson, right on your street, near the street. I don't want to say it. I could say the street, but you know what it is. And you did it. You know, it was mystical. Mystical. She, we all know. I ain't going to hide it. And Forrest, I'm telling it too.
Yeah,
Taboo.
Yeah.
How y'all girls doing? Taboo, Mystico, oh yeah, you know, Sugar and Spice. Yeah, I got older, you know. I know what's up. So, anybody listening?
Hey, Darnell.
What's up, man?
I just said that earlier. I said all those girls who used to run with us and do all that shit, they married now. They got husbands. They got kids. They husbands don't even know the shit that they love to do or what they did to. And that's okay. I don't care. It's the past. But if you got
Jay
out there who live with people who want they want their husband to choke them, but he don't know they like that. He want them to spank them, and he don't know. She want him to call her dirty name, pull her hair, bite on her nipple, you know what I'm saying? We don't know that. Only we know that. Fuck
yes, sir.
I know that.
And yo, we on the air? Okay, one more thing, Jay. You know something? we have this COVID virus going on. I went into a building which I didn't need to go into, I went in there. I went on the 16th floor, and I had to wait. Then when I see the person coming out that was kind of running the floor, I ain't going to say her real name. I'll say Youngin. It was Youngin.
Oh, shit.
Your girl. She had to test me and say, what's up, Darnell? I'm looking at her like, whoa. Another thing, she didn't get married, but she has a good position. She's working for the state. So I'm like, we took these people a long way. Forrest has, and you have. They got educations, they got married, or whatever has happened. It's for a good reason, a good cause. It was never for nothing negative, nothing bad, but at that end of the day, everybody was making money the way we saw fit. We wasn't trying to rob or kill nobody or anything like that. We just sought to be businessmen. When you say pimp, I don't like using that word. I say I was a businessman. Forrest was the businessman. Jay,
you
and Sean was a businessman.
Forrest said he was a promoter, and I say I was a public servant.
Okay, you can use that terminology too. But when I say businessman, we was all trying to make dollars. We wasn't trying to, and like you, Jay Sean, a lot of the girls, you wasn't trying to hurt nobody. Really, you was trying to help them. Forrest, too. Forrest was trying to make them, like, yo, you're going to make your money. If you ain't going to make it, you're in the wrong spot. You know, do something else. You know, if you want to do something else, that's good. But if we're gonna do it the right way, we're gonna have to do it the right way. Right now, I don't know what they're doing. So I'm gonna leave it like that. And I'm glad to talk to Forrest, DJ Sean, and whatever you wanna tell me, off note, you can tell me about your birthday. Yeah, I would love to see Forrest. Forrest is my boy. We got an argument about dumb shit. Forrest seen me drunk one time. I'm sorry, Forrest. You still a man. We passed that.
I don't remember it. Until you brought it up. I forgot all about it.
Just yeah, I was with Jay Sean. I was popping shit. Yeah. But we are older now. We're all adults, and we all are here. But Jay Sean's radio show, and with Forrest being on board, for anyone that's listening, I hope you tag in. Put some points, like they say, on the like, don't like. Put the like button up. Just put your finger on it and let us know what's going on. And that's what's true. Hey, Jay, what's up with your sister? Hello?
Okay.
Jay. Forrest.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, I hear you, Forrest. No, I was just letting it be known because I know Jay has a certain time limit. And I'm glad to talk to both of you. I'm glad to talk to Forrest. Because Forrest, he had one of the male and female shows popping. It was him and PTX, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He had that going on too. But Forrest had it going on too. He had Sunfire, all those cats going on. I know that. I remember. I was there. Forrest had me there at some of the male shows. He said, Darnell, the best shows you could do at least once a month, do a male show. The female, if you promote it right, the females will come to a male's show. Now, I went to Forrest with some shows, and I seen it. I was like, wow. I was like, he got that off. All the rest of the month, he'll do female shows, but he'll sponsor some, like, male shows. If somebody, like, say, I want something for a birthday party, Forrest will do it. He'd be like, yo, I'll get some male dance for you. Forrest was the type, he'll say, they'll say, how many dances I want? You want? They'll say, well, we only want two or three. Forrest will bring like 10 girls. It's like, Forrest, it's too many girls at the party. Forrest is like, y'all better know how to make y'all money then. That's where the game came in. And I will give Forrest his prop again. They used to always say, yo, Jay.
Who's he?
That's Dre.
Where's Jay Sean at, man?
Oh, what's up, Dre? I ain't see you in about 3 or 4 years.
Hey. Yo, Jay Sean. What's up, man? I'm good. I'll take Jay Sean for the sleep, guys.
He's probably on.
Yeah, he's probably asleep.
Nah, he's not asleep.
I ain't drinking a lot of shots, man. Yeah, I'm just letting y'all talk. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to tell y'all now. Okay, Jay, thanks for bringing me on Darnell. Peace. Listen, audience, the ladies, thank you. Let me come on. I appreciate it, Dre. Dre, take care of yourself, brother. Real quick, before you go, Forrest. Yo, Jay. Yo, Jay. You doing some commercial break.
I want to say, Jay, happy birthday, man. That man changed my life, you know what I'm saying, for writing my book and writing my story, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, tomorrow his birthday, I hope everybody go on Facebook and show him love, man, so he deserves it. He put people in movies, he gave people opportunities. You know what I'm saying? So I hope everyone's showing up tomorrow, man. And Jay, happy birthday, baby.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yep.
I got his number. I
can
call tomorrow, so happy birthday.
Jay, I'm going to double the shot, all right? So I'm going to say
good
night. All right. Check it out.
Hey, Shireen. Peace and blessings, brother. Good talking to you again.
Jay Sean. Jay.
Jay. Yeah.
Yo. Hey, Forrest.
Is everybody on that phone? Are they children in the dark?
You got it.
All right, man. Hey, dude, you be good, man. Yeah. Huh? Let me shoot that. Come get a van.
Hey, Shireen, good talking to you, bro.
I'm going to call you tomorrow, Shireen. All right, Jay, man. You be good.
Shireen, take it easy, brother.
A little bit.
Hey man, I want to see a check. I want to see a check in my mailbox at the end of the month. Not no welfare check. All right, see. You know I'm bullshit.
Peace.
Peace, Forrest. Peace, Lois. Lisa.
Hello?
Yeah.
That was real. Okay, look. I'm trying to see what we got left in here. Because, you know, it's 10:39. My birthday at 12 midnight. This shit only going to go to 11. Dre.
What's up?
Well, you know we gonna talk after the show anyway. Me and this nigga, we going to talk after the show. He going to give me his input on the show. Anyway, let's see who else is listening. Hold on. 0953.
Oh, 0953
must be sleeping. Hold on. Six three oh five
sleeping too.
Either they sleeping or they scared as hell to talk to Jay Sean.
I guess I understand why.
He's there.
Oh, he gone. Everybody gone except me and you, I think. Let me see. Wait a minute. No, LaToya.
Yep, I'm still here.
Oh, shit. LaToya's still here. Everybody gone but me, Dre, and LaToya. Hey, LaToya.
Yeah.
Yo, let me tell you something. I respect you. For real, I respect you.
Thank you.
Farr's not on here now. But I'm going to tell you real quick what happened.
Okay.
He didn't appreciate you talking about sex on my show. I think that he holds you higher levels than that, and he don't see you as that. But you gotta see yourself how you see yourself. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Hello? This is not what your podcast. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. What's that?
This is not what your podcast is all about. It's not always about sex.
Right.
You have so
That's what Drake was saying.
But you have so much educated people that come on here that spoke. I don't have so much that people have something beautiful to say every time. And then last week I listened to the show, and your childhood friend, and he owned so many businesses. He spoke like, wow. And then a week prior to that, it was another gentleman on there that he has a book. And the fact that he had his share of fun, and that book was about blood or something like that to the extent.
Yeah.
Very well spoken, very educated. So you have that. Your podcast is not just that's just a topic. That's just a topic, but that is not what your podcast is about.
That's all I'm saying.
Right. Where are you from? Where do you live at?
I'm born and raised. I live in Hoboken. Born and raised.
I keep still asking here. You that. You keep telling me Hoboken.
I am still here. I live in Hoboken.
But see, I keep getting you confused with Deborah.
Okay.
I met Deborah from far. She lives in somewhere else. I keep getting you confused with her.
Deborah Alexandra?
Huh?
Deborah and... I think last name, but I'm about to say it correctly. Alexandria?
I think so.
Okay. We might know the same. If that's the person, we might know the same person. We might.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, I do my show. I try to, you know, entertain whoever, you know what I'm saying, like, I figure like my show is different. I don't got nothing to say about people who talk about health or people who talk about wealth or whatever, politics or spiritual. I don't care what people talk about. I choose to talk about what I choose to talk about. And I don't judge people. I'm not going to say somebody's religious so they can't listen to my show. Hell yeah, you religious. You should want to listen to my show.
And they are the main ones that's listening into your show. Not saying anybody else, but they listening in because they like what they hear. And that's why they come back every week to listen in. And I'm sure they chime in throughout the week to listen to the other podcasts that's on there. So it's
how old are you? You in between 30 and 40, 40 and 50. Don't tell me the exact age in between.
30 and 40.
Oh, that's damn, you young. You ever seen my Facebook page?
I'm not on Facebook.
How about Instagram?
I'm not even on Instagram. I don't bother with really social media. Like
So what do you do?
I don't work. I was working for the Commission for the Blind, but that was only like summertime.
So what do you do?
On my spare time, I keep myself right now. What I'm doing right now. Oh, hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Right now, I'm keeping myself busy with one of my other groups, and right now I'm learning martial arts. I'm doing drumming with that therapeutic. I'm doing yoga. I'm just enjoying my time.
You in between 30 and 40 years old. You young.
Yes, I'm in between the ages of your sons that you speak about.
You got family?
I am one out of 10.
I don't know. You just sound, I got to keep it real. I don't know. You just sound, it's something about you that's intriguing.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I'm actually
one out of 11. I have a brother on my father's side. But me and my siblings and my mother.
What's your son?
I'm a Gemini.
Huh?
I'm a Gemini.
What's that, February?
My birthday just passed. My birthday was Father's Day. I'm a June. My birthday was Juneteenth. You know, that's officially a holiday now.
My birthday is tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Jay. And I hope God
fills you
with love, joy, and happiness.
You got children?
I don't.
Wow.
I'm the only one out of my siblings that don't have a child or a kid.
And you live by yourself?
I live by myself. I pay my own bills.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I live by myself. I pay my own bills. Take care of me. Yeah, but I do have grandkids. And then, of course, my nieces and nephew. Of course, that's my kids.
It's something more about you. You've been
really?
Listening to my show a long time. I've been seeing that number a long time.
Yeah, I've been listening in. It's just I've been listening, and I'm like, okay. But even if I knew that, I don't know if you're, like, throughout the other days, was your podcast, was it just only that day that you was just speaking, or throughout the week, do you still have other podcasts like you've been doing?
It's other podcasts, but they're about, like, Monday night is Dre podcast, Humble Life Experience. Thursday night is music. Wednesday night is another podcast called Let's Talk About It. Sunday night is the Point of Income Pack. But you know, it's a lot of different, all the same number, just different times.
All the time that I've been listening in then, I'm talking about going back to March. You had other shows on this podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, see, if I would have knew that, I would have been listening to everybody else's. Because I was drawn into this particular one, like when I was hearing Sparrow and you, so I was drawn in. But I knew it was other, like throughout the week. Yeah, I was listening to everybody else.
Yeah, it's other ones, Monday night and 8:30, Wednesday night at 7. I told you I'm gonna text you. We gonna talk about all the other stuff. I don't know what it is.
trust me on this.
I think I know, Jay.
What?
I think this is that Sunday night you're talking about.
What you mean?
That's what I think. Can I ask you a question?
Oh.
yeah, for real. Like, I think that's our Sunday night right there.
I got a Sunday night. You mean Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah. Sunday morning.
Yeah, she got a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
But, LaToya.
Yeah.
You started a big thing tonight.
The only thing I said, maybe I shouldn't have spoken too fast, but the only thing I just said, I'm not going to answer questions. And then you said, well,
all you said was, you came on here, you said, I wasn't going to answer no topics because I ain't having no sex.
I said, I'm not having no sex. And I said, I'm not answering that question. I said a little bit more of a high pitch. But
that's what you said.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that's right. That's when he felt right. He had to put his case on and try to protect you. That's what he did.
He was mad as hell. He was mad as hell you said that.
He definitely told you.
But see, for people try to talk sideways like that guy Joe from Montana. But I hear everything people say. Like, you're not going to just come on here and say, like, my show is raunchy or it's not for everybody. Nah. His show is meaningful and my show is meaningful.
Of course it is. Both podcasts is. That's why I chimed in. If it wasn't,
I'm down with talking about health and wheatgrass and sea moss. And I'm down with that.
Yeah.
But I'm also down with talking about big titties, fat ass, and sex.
Yeah, you don't do that every Monday though.
No.
I got four topics
every week. Two of them is kind of and two of them be regular. I had a topic tonight. What habits do you have that you would like to get rid of, and what habits would you like to keep?
Yeah, I heard that.
That's not bad.
No. Mm-hmm. It's not none of your
topics. I got another topic. Would you prefer average sex from every day or amazing sex once a month? That's not bad. What's wrong with that?
It's not nothing bad, but I prefer once a month.
Okay.
That's just me talking. Yeah.
I can. Watch it, Latoya.
Well, that's what I prefer. But what I'm saying, Jay,
is
nothing wrong with
but what, your topic. But Latoya, what's amazing sex? What's amazing sex, Latoya?
Amazing sex? Isn't
there
really too much about sex? It's more about spending time together.
Yeah.
It's about really much spending time together. If you're just having a nice meal, enjoying company, maybe just watching a show. And
right.
If it happens from there, then it will. But that's more of a amazing.
A stage.
You wake up in perfect arms.
Yeah,
it's next to your, you know, that's not with nobody here or nothing like that. It's not, that's not saying what I'm not saying that I because I know what I like. But that's more, you know. Hey, yo, look. You like what you like. How tall are you, Latoya?
5'9" and a half. I'm tall.
How much you weigh?
Oh, that I don't even know. I don't put myself on the scale just about every day or every other month, Jay. I ain't gonna tell you no lie.
I'm
5'8". And I'm about 5'9" and a half. I'm about, yeah.
and I'm 207 pounds.
Well, I don't weigh that. If I know my doctors will be, I mean, that's not. Like, let me rephrase myself. I'm just saying, for me, my doctor will be all over me today. I'm just talking about for me. Now, as a child, up until, yeah, I was always full figure. Yeah, I was always a big. I was always a big girl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I always had an issue.
You mean big, tall, or big in weight?
Big, like in tall, but more with my height, more like kind of stocky. You get what I'm saying? But I always had like as losing weight as a particular age up until like high school. So I always, yeah. Grammar school,
okay.
More, I was more kind of, yeah. So I always, yeah, definitely. Now, no. I'm much more slimmer, but honestly, my doctor got their eyes on me.
How did you meet Forrest?
How I met Forrest, on one of the other lines, one of the other support groups, and he was talking about health awareness, and that really caught my attention. So I said to the person I had this show that day, I said, when he mentioned that he had his own podcast, I said, okay, get that number. And once got that number, I've been sitting in ever since.
Okay.
Because it seemed like I finally found a podcast to listen into during COVID. Like my other support groups and stuff like that, you know, some of them was very, very informative. They brought a lot of stuff to the table.
I love when you come to my show, but I just want to know more about you. I know you, you know, far as the vision thing.
Yeah, me and Forrest in the
temple. You said you was blind. You said you was blind in one eye.
Yeah, I'm blind in my right eye. I have peripheral vision, extension vision in my left eye. I have vision in my left eye, but I lost that
vision. You got vision in your left eye.
Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah. I work with an older woman who's blind in one eye, but she almost blind in the other eye too. She just had a surgery.
Oh, okay. Did you get her? Okay.
Huh?
See if you want to come on, because it's on Wednesday. It's a podcast on Wednesday, and it's John Moreau, and he do vision care. And a lot of people have
It's like an 88-year-old white woman I see, though.
Oh, okay. I mean, maybe, but it honest with you, like here, it's all ages, you know, and it's something that we just don't know, or it's just something that draw attention that we like the podcast, and that's why we chime in to listen.
I really appreciate you though, like listening and standing up for what you believe and saying what you say and, you know, meaning what you mean. Because, you know, it's hard for me to get guests because people don't, I guess they don't know what I'm going to ask them, but I'm a realist. I'm down to earth. Like, I'm not, if I'm disrespectful, it ain't on purpose, you know?
Now, I could say this. If you felt as though if you have crossed the line, one thing right away, you will apologize. If you felt as though you have said something, if you feel as though a person might be a wrong way or something to that extent, you will apologize. I already done heard it.
You're right. I'm not like that. 100%. Definitely. But look, we done went way over the time.
Yeah,
podcast that sent me off kind of the Blog Talk and Sydney, all kind of shit. Listen, whoever listening out there, I don't know who's still listening, you know, thank you very much. We'll be back on next Friday. LaToya, I'm going to text you.
Okay.
And Dre, you know what's up. I'm going to call you in like 5 minutes. Dre, my program director. And everybody else out there listening, I doubt if they let me play any music because we done went over the time. So I want to thank everybody that participated. I got to get up like 5 in the morning. That's why I wasn't trying to drink too much. And everybody stay safe.
You know, I'm surprised
we still alive. Everybody say, LaToya, I'm going to text you. Dre, I'm going to call you in 5 minutes.
Yep.
All right. Yo, everybody, I don't know what that is, but everybody
that's my phone.
Stay safe.
That's my phone.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my phone. But one day I'm saying, have a good night, everybody. Have a good night.
All right, LaToya. All right, too. I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.